Federal officials are warning against the growing use of ultrasound for non-medical purposes, such as prenatal portraits. The Food and Drug Administration says it's illegal to use ultrasound other than as prescribed by a doctor as a diagnostic tool. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Commercial ultrasound boutiques are a popular new trend for expectant parents.
The baby was a little bit stubborn, but it went pretty good.
Chrissy Wearies of Bowie, Maryland, used such a service to get a clear three-dimensional look at her son before he was born.
We could see his eyelashes real well inside, which is amazing that you can get that much detail down to the eyelashes. I consider it like the glamour shots for babies.
Yeah.
With cute names like Baby Insight, Womb with the View, and Prenatal Peak, these fetal portrait studios are popping up in strip malls and shopping centers around the country. That despite warnings from health officials. Dan Schultz is director of the Office of Device Evaluation at the FDA.
These are real medical devices which have real effects, and they should only be done when necessary as judged by their obstetrician.
Schultz says ultrasound releases energy into the body and heats tissue, which can affect fetal development. The potential risk must be weighed against medical benefit, he says, something that is absent in a fetal photo studio. Schultz says the FDA could take action when ultrasounds are promoted for unapproved uses and administered without a doctor's prescription.
We are actually looking into some of the legal ramifications of people using these legal medical devices for non-medical purposes.
That has some anti-abortion groups concerned. Crisis pregnancy centers have been using ultrasound as a counseling tool for years, but the newest technology has made it more effective, according to Joseph Giganti, director of media and government relations at the American Life League.
With the advent of 4D ultrasounds, that has revolutionized what we see, from the black and white kind of hazy screens to a full color depiction of a human being, life developing right before you.
Giganti doesn't think it should be illegal to use the medical technology in this way.
A ultrasound will always pose less of a threat to the life of an unborn child than an abortion will.
But practicing obstetricians are concerned about who is using this technology and for what purposes. Los Angeles Dr. Lawrence Platt is past president of the American Institute of Ultrasound in Medicine, one of several medical organizations that are on record against using ultrasound for psychosocial or entertainment purposes.
I think to use the equipment in this way is similarly a misuse of technology. To provide information is certainly appropriate, but to use it to sway one's decision and impact someone's rights, I think, is the wrong way to use this technology.
Platt says any time ultrasound is used outside of a medical setting, it can be dangerous. He says some patients have had photo sessions turn tragic when the ultrasound shows a problem with the pregnancy.
I'm not sure that in that setting they are really prepared, as we are in medical settings, to handle situations where there's something found at the time of this examination. It is our responsibility to deal with these patients in totality, not just for the pretty picture part of it.
Many studio owners provide disclaimers to their customers that they are no substitute for diagnostic ultrasounds performed under the supervision of a doctor. Health officials counter, if there's no medical indication for the ultrasound, you shouldn't have it. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.